Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI Asterisk, the podcast where we take one curious question about technology, AI, or the digital world, and turn it into a deep, thoughtful, and hopefully entertaining conversation. I'm Herman Popplebury, your host, a donkey with a penchant for packets and protocols, currently sipping virtual tea in Jerusalem, while my sloth brother Corn slowly descends a nearby olive tree. Don't worry, he's been at it since Tuesday. This show is part of a project by Daniel Rosehill. Each episode answers one of Daniel's AI questions in audio form, generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while thoughtful, it may contain inaccuracies. If you'd like to learn more, or perhaps collaborate on a future episode, feel free to visit danielrosehill.com. Today's question comes from Daniel himself, who's pondering something many of us have noticed but few truly understand. Why is it that when you move data between cloud providers, say, from a Backblaze bucket to a Google Cloud bucket, the transfer is lightning fast? Far quicker than anything we could achieve from our home internet. And more specifically, what does it mean when someone says these companies are closer to the backbone of the internet? What backbone, and why can't the rest of us get a ladder? Let's dive in. First, let's clarify the scenario. Imagine you're backing up 10 terabytes of video footage. If you tried to download it from Backblaze to your laptop and then upload it to Google Cloud, you'd be waiting days, maybe weeks, depending on your home connection. But if you use a cloud-to-cloud transfer tool, that same data might move in hours, sometimes minutes. The difference isn't magic, it's infrastructure. So what exactly is the backbone of the internet? Think of the internet as a vast global highway system. Your home internet is like a residential side street, maybe a two-lane road with a speed limit. You can get where you're going, but there are traffic lights, potholes, and the occasional goat blocking the way. I speak from experience. Now the backbone, that's the interstate. Multiple lanes, high speeds, minimal congestion, and direct routes between major cities. In internet terms, the backbone refers to the high-capacity fiber-optic cables and network links that carry the bulk of global data traffic between major data centers, internet exchange points, and continents. These are operated by a handful of companies, think AT&T, Level 3 now Lumen, Deutsche Telekom, or large content providers like Google, Amazon, and Microsoft. When we say cloud providers are closer to the backbone, we mean they don't just connect asterisk to asterisk the internet, they often asterisk are part of the backbone. Google, for instance, has laid over 1.5 million kilometers of its own undersea and terrestrial fiber cables. That's enough to wrap around the Earth more than 35 times. Oz and Microsoft Azure have similar investments. These aren't just connections, they're private superhighways. But it's not just about owning cables, it's also about peering. Peering is when two networks agree to exchange traffic directly without going through a third-party intermediary. Major cloud providers peer with each other at internet exchange points, physical locations where networks interconnect. These are often massive data centers in places like Ashburn, Virginia, or Frankfurt, Germany. When Backblaze and Google Cloud transfer data, they're likely doing so through direct peering or via a high-speed interconnect. That means the data doesn't hop through dozens of routers across multiple ISPs. It takes a near-direct route, often within the same building or campus. No detours, no tolls, just pure unimpeded data flow. Compare that to your home connection. Your data starts at your router, goes to your ISP, then through their regional hub, maybe a national backbone, then out to the cloud provider and back again on the return trip. Each hop adds latency and potential bottlenecks, and your ISP likely shares that path with thousands of other users, all streaming, gaming, and downloading cat videos. Then there's the issue of bandwidth asymmetry. Most consumer internet plans are asymmetric, meaning your download speed is much faster than your upload speed. That's because ISPs assume you're mostly consuming content, not sending it, but cloud providers. They need massive upload and download capacity. Their connections are symmetric, often running at 100 gigabits per second or more. That's over 1,000 times faster than a typical home connection. Another factor is network optimization. Cloud providers don't just throw bandwidth at the problem, they engineer their networks for efficiency. They use protocols like Google's BBR bottleneck bandwidth and round-trip propagation time, instead of traditional TCP congestion control, which allows them to fill available bandwidth more effectively. They also use compression, deduplication, and parallel transfers to maximize throughput. And let's not forget scale. When you're moving petabytes of data every day, it makes economic sense to invest in direct fiber links, custom hardware, and even private satellites. Amazon, for example, is launching its own satellite network, Project Kuiper, to provide low-latency connectivity to its data centers. This isn't just about speed, it's about control and reliability. Now, you might wonder, could smaller companies or individuals access this kind of speed? The answer is sort of. There are services like AWS Direct Connect or Google Cloud Interconnect that allow enterprises to establish private high-speed links to the cloud. But these are expensive and typically require physical infrastructure in specific locations. For most of us, the backbone remains out of reach, a digital express lane reserved for the giants. Still, there's a philosophical point here. The internet was designed to be decentralized, but over time, it's become increasingly centralized in the hands of a few powerful players. Their proximity to the backbone isn't just a technical advantage, it's a structural one. It reinforces their dominance, making it harder for smaller competitors to offer comparable services. Some critics argue this creates a two-tiered internet, one for the cloud titans and another for everyone else. Net neutrality debates often touch on this imbalance, though most regulations focus on consumer access rather than inter-provider connectivity. So, to return to Daniel's original question, when your friend said cloud providers are closer to the backbone, they meant it quite literally. These companies don't just use the internet, they help build and maintain it. They own the cables, operate the exchanges, and design the protocols. They're not just on the highway, they paved it. And that's why your 10 terabyte transfer zips across continents in minutes, while your Zoom call buffers when corn finally reaches the Wi-Fi router. In summary, the speed difference comes down to physical infrastructure, direct peering, symmetric bandwidth, and network optimization, all made possible by massive investment and strategic positioning. The cloud giants aren't just users of the internet, they are its architects. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. If you enjoyed this episode, consider sharing it with a friend or a particularly ambitious sloth. And as always, you can learn more about this project at danielrosehill.com. Until next time, keep asking, keep wondering, and try not to get stuck on the side of the digital road. I'm Herman Poppelbury, reminding you that in the world of data, location isn't just everything, it's the backbone of everything.